is in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and what a wonderful morning it is to talk about art. And you know that that's one of our favorite topics, is art. We would talk about art all day long if we could. Of course, we have other obligations. We cannot only talk about art, but if we could, we would. But today we can, and so we will. We have a wonderful friend. Her name is Bella Szabo. And she is a major part of something called the Springfield Area Art Council. Have you heard of it? Well, I suspect you have, but perhaps you don't know as much about it as you will after our discussion. Good morning, Bella. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, every day is a good day as long as you don't let it become a bad day.
That is true.
Words to live by. Yes. Bella, so such a pleasure, as I mentioned to you off mic, to have you down. We've never had you speak about the Springfield Area Art Council, but that's because you just only recently got boogie in there. Tell us a bit about your backstory. Tell us a bit about the backstory of the Springfield Area Art Council, and then we'll continue on from there. How does that sound?
That sounds great. So I got my Bachelor's of Fine Arts at Southeast Missouri State University with a ceramics emphasis. So I am a visual artist. I'm also an arts administrator and a curator. I also have a Bachelor of Arts in Global Cultures and Languages with an emphasis in French. So I was lucky enough to travel abroad, study abroad in my undergrad in France, which opened me up to a lot of new experiences and new culture and new arts. So after I graduated, I began my career as the UIS Visual Arts Gallery Manager here in Springfield. I was there for nearly 2 years working with local, regional, and national artists. And then I started my new role as executive director of the Springfield Area Arts Council on February 1st. So I am new and I'm excited.
New, but also familiar.
Yes, yes. And I am from Springfield. I went to Williamsville High School, but I grew up part-time in Springfield. Parents divorced, so half the time in Springfield, half the time out in the Williamsville area.
We know that feeling. Certainly, Springfield is proud as all get out to have you back around. Of course, working at UIS is a gift to the community in itself. Doing this only adds to it because, Bella, and this is a softball pitch right here, what does the Springfield Area Art Council get into? What is it all about? Why should I know more about it than I do?
Yeah, so the Springfield Area Arts Council is a great community nonprofit arts organization. We work to enrich the community through the arts. We provide free programming, educational programming with schools, community events for people to attend. Most things we do are free and they are accessible to the public. We have been doing lots and lots of different programs for decades. We've been doing Friday Night Jazz and Blues since 1980-something. It used to be at Robbie's in downtown. Now it is at Boone's every single Friday from 5:30 to 7, and I am there hosting a 50-50 raffle.
Ooh.
We have different bands every single week. No band plays twice in a year. We have that many bands who want to play their jazz or blues, which is really, really fantastic. We have a great music community here that the Arts Council supports as much as we can. We do lots of other things. We do visual arts. We do performing arts. We do the music arts. We do every type of art you can think of. One thing we're working on this year is the Mayor's Awards for the Arts, which is a big deal for the Springfield art community. We work in the Sangamon and Menard counties to find the best visual artists, the best literary artists, performing artists, best nonprofit, best arts organization, best supporter, volunteer, you name it, we're looking for you because we want nominations for the best person so that they can receive an award from the mayor this year. It is a great program that we are organizing, which is biennial.
Unbelievable. I asked for the history and I got everything and I feel so empowered by knowledge. Thank you so much, Bella. And,
yes.
And that is all really, really positive stuff. You heard it here first, folks. If you know someone other than the host of this program who is a great artist in some way, is passionate and vibrant, wants to really make a difference and produce any words or ceramics or painting, Springfield Area Art Council is looking for you. And so you should go and you should contact them. It will be lovely. Blues and jazz is lovely. This is a wonderful, wonderfully artistic community, whether it be the Springfield Art Association or Springfield Area Art Council. There is a lot to get to. And Bella, where can people find more information concerning what you guys get into each and every day?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook and we're on Instagram. We try to stay as updated as we can. We post as much as we possibly can about not just our own programming, but other local art community programming going on. So find us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also check out our website. It's springfieldartsco.org. We have a list of all of our programs that we do. We have a list of our grant programs that we're offering. We have, you know, a list of our staff and our board members so you can get to know us better, and everything in between.
Bella Szabo, really wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for coming down, talking to us about the Springfield Area Art Council. And before we let you go, we would love to have you back to talk about further innovations in the future, of course, but I would love to ask you a bit of an abstract question, if you would. What is the tangible benefit of going and seeing other cultures and other arts and considering those in the greater context of what we're all doing here?
Yeah, so through our programming, we do provide that exposure to new arts and culture, and that will gain you an invaluable insight into a different walk of life. Maybe you'll meet somebody that you would have never met normally, and now you have a new friend, or maybe you've been exposed to a new type of art that you never knew existed, and now you're interested and you want to pursue this, and it's your new passion. There are so many different ways to explore being exposed to new cultures and new arts, and it truly is invaluable for everyone.
You're here first, folks. Culture is invaluable for everyone, and certainly we should not hide our culture from others. We should share it, and together cultures grow, and kept apart, they perish. So let's keep that in mind as we go and explore all of the wonderful art throughout the world, and also that the Springfield Area Art Council brings to our attention. Bella Szabo, will you come back soon and do a chat with us like this all over again?
I will, absolutely.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Bella Szabo will be returned to discuss more wonderful art innovations from across the community. Bella, we hope that you have a marvelous day, and we hope that you have a marvelous time until next we speak.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. Business in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Why don't you go out and explore the art of the world, the art of your community, perhaps even the art of just your house, and really take it in and consider what you yourself might be able to create given a bit of focus and passion. Thank you.